Empire KVCR News, I'm Shireen Awad. The U.S. Marine Corps has now identified the Marines killed during a training accident off the coast of San Diego on July 30th. This includes two Marines from Riverside County. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more.
Among the nine Marines killed are 18-year-old Private First Class Brian Baltierra of Corona and 21-year-old Corporal Cesar Villanueva of Riverside. Their unit was on a routine shore-to-ship training exercise when their amphibious assault vehicle started taking on water a half mile from San Clemente Island. Of the 16-member crew, rescue operations were able to save seven and recover the body of one. The remaining missing eight are now assumed deceased. On August 2nd, search and rescue was called off and it became a recovery effort. All amphibious training is suspended while the incident is investigated. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.
The Apple Fire north of Cherry Valley is now at 20% containment and more than 27,000 acres as of Tuesday afternoon. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
The fire is raging in the San Bernardino National Forest and has injured one firefighter, destroyed 12 structures, and burned 26,850 acres. A temporary evacuation center was set up at Beaumont High School. Maddie Bonilla is a volunteer with the American Red Cross.
This is, we call it a temporary evacuation post. So when people get evacuated from their homes, they come here. We provide them with refreshments, a cooling area, and then we make arrangements to give them lodging because this is a non-congregational shelter.
But providing people with even temporary shelter creates challenges in this age of coronavirus. Bonilla says they're taking precautions.
We check their vitals. Everyone here wears masks. No one's allowed past the front. So once we check them in and I check them in here, we have them wait in their vehicles or outside. Okay. They can't stay in here.
According to CAL FIRE investigators, the fire was sparked by a malfunctioning diesel vehicle that was leaking from its exhaust pipe, triggering three separate blazes that eventually merged into one in the area of Apple Tree Lane and Oak Glen Road. The fire could be contained as soon as August 17th, according to U.S. Forest Service spokeswoman Kate Kramer. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.
While most California schools will continue with distance learning this fall, the state is creating a path for some elementary schools to bring students back in person. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon explains.
Some school districts can apply for a waiver to allow kids in sixth grade or younger to return to class. Only districts and counties with a certain number of cases per capita can apply. For now, that means 14 counties are ineligible, mostly school districts in Central and Southern California. Local health officials have final say over in-person schooling, but state epidemiologist Erica Pons says school districts have to provide safety plans and get input on them.
They need to be consulting with their local communities, which may include staff, labor unions, parent organizations. We want to make sure this is a close partnership in the community and that people are supportive of this application.
Teachers' unions criticize the waiver announcement. They say it undermines the goal of keeping educators and students safe from the disease. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Walt Disney Company has reported that its net income fell dramatically in the three-month period that ended in June. That's when most of its theme parks remained closed and theatrical movie releases were postponed. Its bottom line results, however, were better than analysts expected, although Disney's revenue fell short of forecasts. The entertainment giant has soared to success with the breadth of its media and entertainment offerings. It's now trying to recover as the coronavirus pandemic pummeled many of its businesses. It was hit by several months of its parks and stores being closed, cruise ships idled, movie releases postponed, and a halt in film and video production. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shireen Awad.